Well, Mick, first of all, congratulations. Elevated to Donegal chairman, a proud night, proud moment.
Ah, indeed it is, Tom. It's a great honour for me now to be county board chairman going forward. It's a huge task, but it's nothing that I'm not willing to take on board.
Yeah, pretty experienced officer. You've been around quite a while, held a lot of the big positions.
Yes, I've been on, I'm going into my 27th year now as an executive member, so I've had a lot of experience with different avenues of the association, both at county, provincial and national level. So there's changes ongoing all the time, so we must be prepared for all the changes that's out there and the challenges that are there.
Yeah, and what are the big challenges that you see?
Well, I mean, I think if we continue the great work that has happened over the last number of years, if you just look at the membership alone, Tom, in the county has moved up to nearly 24,000 members, and that's up nearly 10,000 members in a space of about 5 or 6 years, which is huge. I mean, we've 2,000 more children attending our games during the summer, our summer camps, which is huge management. The development of Convoy, of course, as our centre of excellence is going to be a huge challenge, and the financial figures around that is going to have to be managed pretty carefully, not taking away from any of our ongoing developments and in and around youth and development squads at hurling and football, and the continued, hopefully, growth of our hurling and football senior teams.
Yeah, and in terms of obviously finances is a big thing. We see what 1.4, almost 1.5 million of income, almost 1.4 or 5 million of expenditure here this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, our association has grown to that strength, but we have a very good financial team working in the background under the chairmanship of Kieran Kelly, and I'd say that Kieran has quite a lot of ideas on what he intends to do over the next 12 months. I haven't had time to sit down with any of the officers. I haven't spoken to any of the officers because up to half an hour ago I didn't know whether I was going to be county chairman or not, but going forward I will be taking time out to talk to all the officers, their roles and indeed their plans going forward into 2018.
I know you went for it the last time and lost out narrowly to Sean Dunyan. Is it something you always had on your mind, you wanted always to be county chairman?
Well, I suppose it's like playing football. If you lose a game, you think you don't want to go back, or you might never get back. But after 5 years ago, I didn't think I would go back. But I've been encouraged over the last 12 months in particular by quite a lot of clubs approaching me. And I did take time out to discuss it with the family and with everybody that's concerned, with the business, etc. So I was encouraged by the response I got from clubs and the encouragement I got. And I said it's probably the last time that I would have that opportunity, and it might not come around again. So I said, yeah, why not?
As we said, you've experienced a PRO, Development Officer, Children's Officer on the Ulster Council, obviously on the National Referees Committee as well, and what was one of the top referees in the county. You really covered everything. Surely all that would be a big help to you, a big hassle to you going.
I think what we're talking about, as I said, we've nearly 25,000 members in the county, and it's managing people, managing everything, all the structures of the association, which is huge, and having the right people in charge of the administration, and working with clubs, and then the great work that is going on in the clubs. There's huge work and huge pressure on clubs to maintain the work that is going on. So it's important that we keep all the spokes of the wheel going right, and that's going to be a huge challenge.
What will be the one big goal you'd like to, at the end of the 5-year term, have achieved?
I have set myself no personal targets, but I think that if I did say in my acceptance of the position there that if we can continue developing at the rate that we're developing in the county, and there's no reason why we can't, we certainly will be a huge organisation going forward. We're already a huge organisation, but the infrastructure and the development of our games is two of the main areas. Being a member of Ceoltas, I'm also very involved in Irish music, and I'll be trying to see can we fuse more involvement of the language, the music, the dance, and indeed all involved in that area around Cumberland Glasgow in the county.
You mentioned development and obviously raising finances and all those big challenges, but the one big challenge facing the GAA, and it's not just in Donegal at the moment, it's in every county, is club football and providing football for club players. The general feeling is that this year coming year with the new Super 8 system is going to make it more difficult. Have you any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that there is definitely going to be difficulties going forward. I don't think that it's going to be running as smoothly as people might indicate, we have to look at it. We have to see what occurs with the new design on dates, and we have to see how the clubs can work in. The clubs not having their county players for a huge amount of games, both at minor and at senior level, is a huge strain on clubs, and it's something the clubs are not in favour of, which you can understand. So getting the balance right and getting the fixtures committee to work with the county managers is a challenge within itself, but it's nothing that we can't face up to, and it's nothing that I will certainly as chairman going forward not allow any divide between decision making. I will have people around the table making the decisions in a get together way, and that'll be done at the beginning of the season, and there will be ongoing problems arising, and we'll face those problems when we come to them.